Bodhicitta, the awakening mind, which is the wish and effort one does in order to attain complete Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings in Amaravastra space. To that end, one resolves to listen to, reflect, and meditate on the teaching. So, generally speaking, all beings possess the Buddha nature, the Tathagata Garbha, though the Buddha nature, in the case of most, has not been realized, has not yet manifested, since it is covered with adventitious stains. So by means of practicing the Dharma, listening to teachings, reflect upon the meaning and meditate, one then purifies mind of these adventitious
stains.
So if one is able to purify one's own mind, that refers here to the element, the Buddha nature of adventitious stains, it means that at that point one will be able to show the profound path or method that enable to teach the profound path or method that enable other beings to attain the same thing, namely purifying their minds of adventitious things.
Yom Ting, he said no, Tomar, Ranju Je, Dehi Mungu, Dehi Jitruka Tama Yamate.
So therefore it's very important to begin by purifying one's own mind of confusion or adventitious things.
Can we say Jamar Seba La? In
order to do that, in order to do so, it's then very important to take up these 37 practices of the
Bodhisattva.
So now we will continue where we left off yesterday, with verse number 31.
Rangan Trupa Rangi Mata Na Chupa Zogji Chume Isi Pe.
If one doesn't examine one's own confusion, one might perform pseudo-dharma, being a pseudo-practitioner. Therefore, it is a practice of Bodhisattva to continuously examine one's confusion, one's own confusion, and abandon
it.
So it's a main practice of Bodhisattvas to examine one's own confusion and abandon it. Examine one's own mind for errors and confusion and then abandon it.
Give it up.
So generally speaking, people are very good at examining others' faults and defects, but they are not very good at examining their own faults and defects.
Then tantang na so ta jase la ni lo jong se na rang kurpam.
So therefore, one should develop the capacity or ability to examine oneself for one's own faults and defects when practicing the
Bodhisattva path. 아케탄 오마히나 세토르 큐베 세이조바 큐베 조케스 큐베 조기나얀 나니 사바네베 큐닌지 레시시 바티세나 투드욘데 랑겐 프로발라 아케탄 사데카.
So the reason for why one needs to examine oneself for faults and defects, one's own mind for faults and defects, is that otherwise one may appear as a Dharma practitioner, whereas in fact one isn't one. In fact, one may appear as a Dharma practitioner, but in fact one is one accumulates negative karma by not practicing properly or by being a pseudo practitioner, a spiritual materialist.
Kina shoba ni chima tato ya turpatang kini non turpe rangi ngu shibar sigi ni sabe dimbatanyata gonda tini nyarabu kapso lamsan tini jindo nyawa na yinse na manyama ya terengi kapso na senji tini nonto kandeji chondo yunga ki chubi tini nonto kandeji chondo takye tangna tini shirana.
So when one wakes up, one should firmly resolve to examine one's own mind for confusion and errors during the day. At night, when one goes to sleep, one shouldn't just fall into an unconscious sleep like an animal, but one should examine one's own conduct, what has happened during the day, whether there have been errors in relation to one's physical and verbal activity and so forth.
Then, same thing again was yin la sambang nemba su sin de ne sin ki pa la so ba sambang nemba ki na yin la ne sin su sin de ne sin la ki si de ma yin su de sin su
su a su ga sa na su de sin de ga
sa na ro su de su de su su sin de ne sin la so ba yin su de sin su ju de sin ba yena no sem la so ba sem ne ba ti na te me ge le re yena ya no sem ge me ge ba re yena ya no te na thon do no do sam do ngo chi na ti de pa de ta le
so
ngo chi ba ta
with respect to mental activity, then one might develop very negative intentions such as murdering somebody or harming somebody. That's then non-virtuous, obviously. even though such thoughts may arise in one's mind, if one recognizes that this is a very negative frame of mind, that very recognition itself, by it one purifies the non-virtue that has been accumulated by or through these intentions.
Lord Dona Sendi Nipa Dan Sendi Chunta So this is no sin yang trondo nondo something no sin you send the same thing the tanda send the trip down the quite down.
So with respect to unvirtuous or non-virtuous mental activity, if one recognizes that this is a negative frame of mind and regrets it, by that the non-virtue accumulated is purified.
Yes.
So we will recite the text now verse by verse as the explanation has finished.
It's
due to affliction addictions or disturbing emotions, one speaks of the faults of other bodhisattvas. By that, one comes to degenerate. Therefore, it is a practice of bodhisattvas not to speak of the faults of persons that have entered the great vehicle.
Nyumo wangki setel tango sedandowa rani jase sanjo sabarani nyumo wangki jase sanjo sabayenda ki nipa chuji nipa jikinji nipa ta chung chung da nipa tanda chibanda wengure nipa chuji nipa ta chuji chung da jikinji chung mambo yungure wa te nipa lungwa am jo na tene nipa lungwa po sanjo sabarani nyambarin jo wa yinba Yumti is a no, take a chimbole, super kanza key. Nipa mama, Jasse Lalins, Yendake, Nipa mama, Jasse Sanjus, and by Yendake, Nipa mama, Jum, would you bet it? Jasse Sanjus, and by Nanjus, and in the two.
So if due to disturbing emotion or affliction, one speaks of the faults of other bodhisattvas. Of those that have entered the path of a bodhisattva, that results in that one's own practice and so forth degenerate. So one might speak of faults of other bodhisattvas in relation to the Dharma or just in relation to the world. In either case, one's own practice will degenerate. Therefore, for that reason, it is a practice of bodhisattvas never to speak of the faults of those that have entered the great vehicle, the Mahayana.
Tinata, Pippa Chambola, Chupa Sancho, Sambata Sama Chiki, Sancho, Sambata Sama Yenda, the Chun, Tonte, Nipa Juna, Yina Chun, Yuna, and Damina, and Chun Jepa Borani, and Jin Chandra.
So, in the case of a male or female that has entered the path of the Bodhisattva, if that practitioner then speaks of the faults of others that have entered the same path, then whether it's true or not, whether there really is, whether the person in question is at fault or not, makes no difference. The person or practitioner that speaks of these faults will by that have accumulated faults, whether or not the person in question is at fault or not.
Tena Sentina, Toma Mepa, Chaka Wang, Yinji, Jun Ju, Mushova, Yungamar, and Samsan Ju, Soberate, Jun Ju, Ju, Sherma Path, Tinit, Rangitun, Jun Ju, but the Rangitun, but most of the questions.
So, since beings have entered the path of beings have accumulated a variety of tendencies, one of them is to speak of the faults of others since beginningless time. It's very difficult never ever to speak of the faults of others. It happens. It's, so to speak, more or less unavoidable. Though one... One should immediately, when this happens, recognize that in fact it is oneself that is at fault and recognize what is taking place. To dispute with one another because of wealth and services causes the activities of listening, reflecting and meditating to deteriorate. Therefore, it's a practice of Bodhisattva to give up attachment to the households of friends and benefactors.
So
here it is said that another of the main practices of a bodhisattva is to give up attachment to the households of friends and benefactors.
Tetari kencha pangu tu kinten karre sana nye korwange se no lonju so nye patan san tarawa so kurti wangi tene nye patan yama se tan kuso nye patan san tarawa so kurte nye patan kurti wangi nye korha koson nye korko wangi te san ju sanpa kinten tue pa jagre
So it's then very important to give up such attachment, since great defects or faults ensue from disputes among bodhisattvas or practitioners on the path of a bodhisattva, disputes regarding goods or wealth, such as food, clothing, and services, such as being respected and so forth, since such dispute causes the activities of listening, reflecting and meditating to deteriorate. For that reason, one of the main practices of a bodhisattva is to give up attachment to the households of friends and benefactors. So one doesn't have to literally give up goods and services or respect. One is to give up attachment towards these, grasping these as real and solid.
Dona nye pa ta kurte la so ba chetar chene to zutam je juma ta wo mulan ta wo ten bar ma ke ba in ba chi.
So one has to understand that whatever wealth one acquires, however much respect one is paid, they all are illusion-like and dream-like, lack true existence.
So
verse number 34 is as follows. Harsh words agitate or disturb the minds of others and cause the way of a bodhisattva or the bodhisattva conduct to deteriorate. Therefore, it is a practice of bodhisattvas to give up Therefore, it is a practice of bodhisattvas to give up speech or harsh words that are displeasing to others. So one has to give up words that are displeasing and disturb or agitate the minds of others. So one should try to develop a harmonious and melodious speech.
Yeah.
Breathing is here,
yeah. Swedish ke na wo che ten la ne
like Swedish
you know karasa na tsume tseki yin sin chong jo ken tsik tsumo yin ji yi do mong ba yin ji sem kwar se ba yin ji sem sem na kong to je war se ba de la tsik tsop se de tsume tseki tseki yin sin chong jo ken yin ji sem chong do de Then it sits up many yens in Tonga. Yarva said, You saw Nyam Jorge. Yar said, Sanju sent the Jerva Nyams or Katasana, Yina never the Varava, to tell me. Yar said, Sanju Samba Domba Land, the Yina, Nerva Pound, the Pemba Doba Kailin say the Tedon Gardos. Did you say the Niji Senna Yenji eat the Momba, sits up Pang over it? The sits up the Pound from the day, Yar said, Sanju Yam in the Soviet is.
The harsh words that induce anger in the minds of others are to be given up, since that is then in contradiction with one's bodhisattva vows. When one takes these vows, one promises to give up any activity that brings harm to others or results in harming others. So, therefore, harsh words then are in contradiction with these vows, in addition to which harsh words cause the bodhisattva conduct to deteriorate.
Tina rangi yin ji sem chukta sikta ki me ba yina, me so na, te la sang te jin jin yin ba ki me.
So if one upsets somebody by speaking to them in a very harsh way, one should immediately recognize that this is the fault. If one becomes accustomed to afflictions, they are hard to overcome even by antidotes or remedial forces. Therefore, it's a practice of bodhisattvas to be a mindful person and hold on to the weapon of the antidote, and by that conquer afflictions such as desire and so forth as soon as they arise.
Kandikaps and new mumba condition and new mumba kima had the lamsa kimbo domitipa, lamsa new mumba ti imbutimu.
So here it is advised that one should, as soon as a disturbing emotion arises, conquer that emotion by resorting to an antidote.
Kima tado pangubijunti karasana, new mumba te comsona, imbutina yan new mum com.
So one is to immediately overcome such an emotion when the moment it arises, since if one accustoms oneself to such emotions, then they will be very difficult to overcome, even if one resorts to an antidote or remedial force. So for that reason, a bodhisattva should be mindful and take into his or her hand the weapon of the antidote, and in this way conquer afflictions.
Burjom Satan tele pneumona nyimbotem bata. Pneumona yime perkipa tsubo ni.
There are two approaches with respect to overcoming afflictions or disturbing emotions. One is to rely on or resort to an antidote, and another approach is to develop an understanding or realization of its nature, namely that it has no true existence. So in terms of the Travakapa, one resorts to an antidote which contradicts the specific emotion. So in terms of the Mahayana and the Mahamudra and Mahaati tradition, one develops an understanding or realization of the nature of the affliction or emotion, which is that there is no reality.
Karasana ta tikinji lokena nyomomba kandeji jena ngowo tongba ta rangin sarvate nyomomba ngowo te satong yini.
According to the Mahayana or the great vehicle, the essential nature of afflictions or disturbing emotions is the inseparability of clarity and emptiness.
Tene nyomomba ngowo le kirap te takye tangde
So one is to examine the essential nature of an affliction or disturbing emotion when it arises by means of superior knowledge or wisdom. If one is able to do so and come to a realization of that in fact this affliction or emotion has no reality, at that point one will no longer be bound or fettered by that emotion. So Shantideva says in his Bodhicharyavatara that one is to observe emotions or afflictions through or with the eye of wisdom or the eyes of wisdom. If one is able to do so, then one will come to realization of its nature, which is the inseparability of clarity and emptiness, and in this way afflictions or disturbing emotions will be self-liberating. Trungpa Rinpoche has recently given a course on the Bodhicharyavatara. So most of you have probably heard these teachings. Rinpoche says there is a very good English translation and he advises everyone to read it again
and again.
The Bodhicharyavatara is a great treatise. It's very long, so it would be difficult to be able to keep all of it in mind. Therefore, Rinpoche advises everyone to concentrate on the important points of each chapter and keep these in mind. And then gradually one can extend one's knowledge of the text. In brief, it's the practice of Bodhisattvas to achieve the welfare of others through continuous mindfulness and awareness, knowing one's state of mind. So So all the above mentioned practices are then here, the meaning of these are then presented here in one verse. So in brief, this verse says that it is a practice of Bodhisattva then to achieve the welfare of others through all ways, examining their own minds with respect to motivation, intention and so forth. So there should be continuous mindfulness and awareness, and one should at all times be aware of one's state of mind. One should at all times know one's state of mind.
Pinna sotu tavitili jarna rangke sanji sabati ki simji ki so chu ri yo na so chu ba ti so chu ya simji ki so chu na te simji mang bo la pin tau de ta de che de so chu ba rin de wa rani le pin de che de so chu ba rin de ta de simji mang bo la pin ta de che de so chu ba yin na te ne te ge wa la jo chu rani je ton de so chu ba yin na te de ka na.
So practicing Bodhisattva is to at all times examine his or her mind with respect to motivation or intention. So if one takes the example of taking the life of another being, then having decided to do that, one should examine one's motivation to see whether one is about to do this for the sake of benefiting others or for personal gain. If it's for the sake of benefiting others, that act, that deed, might result in the accumulation of virtue, whereas if it's done for personal gain, then by it or through it one accumulates evil karma.
Tene semji mangbo la tenbe kedo semji so jikso che na gyeron jo so te tene sanje tepo nyingi tenbo la ko te wa yi pakal so tene chongkun do ka tenbe separe te.
Which relates one of the lives of the Buddha when a Bodhisattva, a life former to his enlightenment. At that point he was born as a man called the Great Compassionate Guide, and in that life he took the life of a man in order to protect the lives of many others, and by that act or that deed he accumulated merit which corresponds or corresponded to the merit accumulated throughout 100 aeons.
Tena ta so che patta vichu la sona te geva yimba te pa yimba te tanda so kuno ngara le.
So whether taking an act such as taking the life of another being, whether that is virtuous or non-virtuous, depends upon one's motivation.
Then
with respect to stealing the wealth or possessions of others, whether that is virtuous or non-virtuous, again depends on one's motivation. If one steals in order to benefit others, to help others, that is virtue. Whereas if one steals for personal gain, it's non-virtue.
And dona, tini kunong de sen de kalkimbore, de sen na kalkitang de.
So indeed, it's very important to examine one's own mind with respect to one's motivation.
Dhur na gandhu jilam jiti jan Angi simchi nikam chindrashi Jindu jindan shi jindin bhaye Jindu jubha jar silam
Tetar chumbe jubha gyevanam ayen dogo tunga service korsom number tapi kira je sanjo ngo wajja se lali ni kitaba ta
it's the practice of Bodhisattva to to dedicate the virtues accomplished through effort in this way, with wisdom free from concepts of the three elements, in order to remove the suffering of limitless beings.
Kondekhepa tetar chunpeyam, chunju chintu goni gyoto geba nam randong tsa mayinpa ta yebe. Rova simchin tam cheche donga tam che sarve sevdo am cheto, teni korsom nambar tabi hirab je. Korsom nambar tabi hirab je. Sanju ngowa jase lali, zoba sanju do ngowa te jase sanju sabanyam nimitu.
So one of the main practices of Bodhisattva is to dedicate the virtues accomplished through effort in this way, as has been described above, through wisdom which is free from concepts of three elements. That dedication is done or made in order to eliminate the suffering of limitless beings. So one doesn't dedicate the virtue for one's own sake, but for the sake of others.
Korsom number tapa de penan kanto move your sinkinta, mova po data, kang hose kevatan sunga, tini, ton tambarangi, madropa, pupa the travel tonga nita, consult the tini jujin tende tortan de ma, malanjuma tavitu.
So the three elements are as follows. The first is the object of the dedication, in this case all sentient beings. Then there is oneself, the dedicator. And then there is the act of dedication, or that which is dedicated, the virtue. One should then understand that all these three elements ultimately are empty of true existence. They are beyond mental fabrications, though they do manifest on a relative level, at which point they are the outcome of the collective force of causes and conditions. Therefore, on a relative level, being the outcome of the collective force of causes and conditions, these three elements are illusion-like and dream-like.
The
author continues with the following words, or concludes with the following words. For the sake of those desiring to train in the Bodhisattva path, I have presented these 37 practices of Bodhisattva, the meaning of which is related in the sutras, tantras, and treatises, and draws on the speech of the excellent.
Tene dajya gato emba tukye chenje tene ndota gyoyle somba ta te gondar je tenju nam ne chetar somba thun gyarche sanju somba nam je lapar sabha jya chenpo song yore te dale somba thun te tamba nam je songa jindang ne tamba gevi hinyi tamba nam je songa jisan rang te gyarche nam je lalin somjo den जैसे सांचू संभव नाम जे लालिं जेपर से ना खींच जाचें पुरे दिन दौड़ दोना चुवो तो ने समझो चार दिन तो दूधे दुपंदे जैसे लान लगाम दो तों दो को जैसे सांचू संभव लान लग तो अपन दोएगा दोएगा नाम जे तों दिन देर दौड़ दुपंदे करें।
So here the author says that he has presented these 37 practices as a summary of the Bodhisattva path, the meaning of these 37 practices is related in sutras, tantras, and treatises. The sutras and tantras were then given by the historical Buddha, and then there were many accomplished beings and scholars that wrote commentaries on the sutras and tantra. Within these different texts, then the practices of bodhisattvas have been explained extensively. The author of this text has summarized these into 37 practices for the sake of those that desire to train in this path. The author continues as follows: because my intelligence is inferior and training slight, I'm not eloquent, and so this is not to please scholars. These words may not be pleasing to scholars. However, because it relies on sutras and the words of the excellent, I think it is the unmistaken part of bodhisattvas or practice of bodhisattvas.
Can it secure the jase tome rani, somba po rani, naja jaku chese, kimba jono sikse, naja sikse.
So these words were then written by the author, the great bodhisattva, Tome Sanpo. And he does so in order to counteract any pride or arrogance that might arise within his mind.
Sompa Purani, Lord Nikan. Tenin doju tenju dan kia pala jamba yang kembo maze ba jamba chungu serna nam ju ju lodu da de ben keba nam thuk jipe dejol keba manji de dejol keba mroj yinu yang do tang sanje ji sung ben do tang tamba song na tenba se kevi shinyi nam je song na tenba yinba jun chin te yi serna jase la lin tumi la kar sa जैसे संजय संभा नाम के लालिया नियमित मंडल पर नियमित हो सकता है।
So the author says that he is of inferior intelligence and that he has only trained slightly. Therefore, he's not eloquent, and so the words of the text will not be pleasing to great scholars. However, because he has relied on the sutras and the words of holy men, he thinks that the practices presented in the text are unmistakable. He continues as follows: still, it's difficult for one of inferior intelligence like me to fathom the depth of the great activities of Bodhisattva. Therefore, I request the excellent to be patient with all faults, contradictions, and so forth.
The ticket gong tamche tokwa kawa yinpa te yi se na te gongwong garwa ta yang derwa meba gongwong je ten yin derwa meba la so to nipa cho nipa yo na nipa cho nam tine jiwa tamba nam jo ju lo du ten denba lo zubar neba nam je doen do nam je zubar de tu so nongba ma
to. So above the author said that he thought that even though he's not eloquent, that the practices he has presented are unmistaken. He then continues to say, still it's difficult for one like me, who is of inferior intelligence, to fathom the depths of the great activities of Bodhisattva. Therefore, I request the excellent to be patient with all faults that might occur in the text, contradictions and words or meanings that might be unrelated and so forth. Through the virtue arising from this, may all beings become equal to Avalokiteshvara, not abiding in the extremes of peace or existence, through Supreme Bodhicitta, relative and ultimate.
Yase lalin sotena song yorwa songba tele song samba tele song gele geva tini je roba koi roba sinki tamje roba malika nam tenda ko jo sanjo sanjo tenda sanjo isen sege te karre sama to tamba te chu tamje je ne lo songba ni tenda chu tamje je ne lo songba ni to pe kira tele tenda sanjo je sanjo Given Palamineba, Gentalamineba, Genes and Botan Somebody, Papa Genes and Zig Data, Sombam, Gavati, and all the
goodies.
Gendan Sanjo Sendi, Sintango, Carres and the Sipa Dandin, the Dingin Raba, Dandin and Dandin, Ninayan, Niran, Gajan Batavi, Namila, near the Gentile, and long figure of all. Gentango, but left and then Kundo Sandu, the same way. Gentan Sandu, Sandy, Sindango. Kundo Sandu, Sandy, Gentango, the Sigi needn't tell him the neighbor, seeing his day by which I am going.
So here the author then dedicates the virtue. That arises from having written these 37 passages. So he says that through the virtue arising from this, may all beings become equal to Avalokiteshvara, not abiding in the extremes of peace or existence, through Supreme Bodhicitta, relative and ultimate. So ultimate Bodhicitta is wisdom realizing selfless. Wisdom realizing emptiness, that is the true nature of all phenomena. By means of ultimate bodhicitta, the extreme of existence is eliminated, since one no longer clings to an individual self, nor to to any reality of phenomena. So, even though one might have achieve such realization, such as Sravakas and Pratyeka Buddha, there is still, so to speak, room for mistakes. So even though one has achieved such realization, one may abide in the extreme of peace, that is Nirvana, that is then counteracted by relative bodhicitta, which is the wish or desire to establish all sentient beings in Buddhahood, So by means of relative and ultimate bodhicitta, one counteracts, abiding in either of these two extremes, peace or existence.
This refers to these 37 practices were composed by the noble Tome, who, for the sake of benefiting others, the noble Tome then composed these 37 practices. The noble Tome then was very well versed both in scriptures and reasoning, and he composed these practices in a cave which was situated in a place where the cave was called the Precious Cave, situated nearby a river called the Silver River, the Murchu in Tibet.
Murchu is then the name. It's the name of a place, whatever its name is.
Sakyamuni. Te tanda ta jase lalin sodhu mate sinistabhite mundo dhukhidhima.
So that then concludes this brief explanation of the 37 practices of the Bodhisattva.
So the
author of this text, Rūcī Tōme, was a very great
bodhisattva. So the place where he stayed,
in that place there were many wild animals such as tigers, leopards and so forth. These then
never fought among them. They never attacked each other, and this then originated with that the author who stayed in this place was a very great
bodhisattva.
So this text is studied and practiced by practitioners of all the four major schools of Tibetan Buddhism. So those that emphasize studies, study and practice these texts, and those that emphasize the practice of meditation, also study and practice these texts. So as a daily practice, this
text is also very good.
So the classes or the course on this text will begin Monday.